Lahavdil, a person has a father, and his father is chairman of the board of one of the biggest companies in the world. And the all members of the board, you know, when they see his father, they all tremble and everything. And he's seen the kind of respect, how when they call for his father, how they speak like they're talking to the king, like they're talking to Hashem and everything. And somebody asks the son of his father, you know, your daddy is awesome, right? He says, sure, yeah. He says, and he's terrifying, right? Yeah. What do you mean, yeah? Do you see how they... of course, but watch. And he goes off and pulls on daddy's jacket, you know, and says, daddy, I want ice cream. And daddy says, okay, here's vanilla ice cream. No, I don't want that ice cream. I want the strawberry. We don't have any strawberry. So what? The store is three blocks away. Go bring me strawberry ice cream. You know I don't like the vanilla. Why are you even asking me if I want vanilla? And the people are looking and they can't believe this. And Lahavdil, there are these two sides. There's the Yira and the Ava. There's the aspect of terrifying awe, which is a reality, which is a reality. Person crosses a certain line and their father can disown them permanently. You know, all kinds of terrible, terrible things, Chas v'Shalom. And at the same time, there's this love and kindness that far, far exceeds the other thing. Rak Shebarosh Hashanah, Ikra HaHizgalus HuHayira. It's just that the Rav Nosson Zal now making the comparison between Purim versus Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. So he says they're both Yira, which is Simcha. It's just that on Rosh Hashanah, the main revelation, the main thing that we see is the Yira. On Rosh Hashanah, what's more visible is the aspect of Yira. Vegamos Tzrichin L'smoyach. And Rosh Hashanah also, there's a mitzvah to be happy. Go tell this to a major part of our Jewish nation, and they'll laugh you right out of the stadium, right out of the shul. But it's only because they haven't learned. Because, as the Pasuk says in the prophet Nehemiah, Barosh Hashanah, that when Nehemiah was giving a lecture to the Jewish people about Rosh Hashanah, he said to them, Ichlu mashmanim, eat fatty meats, eat delicious steaks, ushesu mamtakim, and drink sweet drinks, vishilchu monois, and send gifts, bechinas mishloyach monois, just like Purim, bechinas simchas Purim, v'al teotzevu, and do not be depressed. This is still the words of Nehemiah talking about Rosh Hashanah. Ki chedvas Hashem hi mo'uzchem, because joy with Hashem, that is your strength. This is a pasuk in the Torah that speaks about Rosh Hashanah, that this is how good Jews observe Rosh Hashanah. Ki zeh ikaru ho'azhoro shehizeroi samoz Nehemiah, because this is the main warning that Nehemiah warned the Jews at that time. Kishero shenofal aleim yiro upachad godol, when he saw that the Jews were filled with fear, terrifying fear. Kishekoru lefneim es haTorah, when he read the Torah before them. Because the Jews realized at that time that they had just about violated every single line in the Torah. They actually went so far as to marry non-Jewish women. And the non-Jewish women took them into everything, non-kosher food, the work. That's a one-way, that's all the way. So when Nehemiah saw how terrified they were and how worried they were, Omar Lehem, he said to them, She'afal pi she'osu mash'osu, even though you did do all of these sins, you did mess up terribly, V'achshav nofal aleichem yira, and now you feel a fear and an awe for Hashem, v'nisoiru l'tshuva, and you've become inspired to tshuva, yiyu nishorim mo'oid mo'oid me'atzvus. Watch it, guys. That angel ain't sleeping. That angel, the Eitz Sahara, he doesn't say, oh, I guess I have to go find new clients. These guys are not my clients anymore. Baloney. He don't give up so fast. Now you want to become religious? Great. The Eitz Sahara goes into the closet. He brings out his religious uniform with the white beard, like the Anbar Purim. The kids put on the white beards and everything. And he says, you want to be religious? Everyone wants to be religious. I also want to be. Everyone. Who doesn't want to be religious? Come with me. You look at all the sins you did. So you realize all the sins you did, right? And it's even worse than you thought, right? It's terrible, isn't it? Terrible. So you have no chance, no shot in the world, right? So Nehemiah warned them, "Bechinas vi'al toyatzevu. Don't you dare go the other way and fall into a depression, a hopelessness, chas v'shalom. Shelo yavoyu al yidei ha'yira v'apachad li'atzlus chas v'shalom. Don't let that yira and pachad lead you into depression, hopelessness, chas v'shalom. Why? Ki chedvas Hashem hi mo'uzchem. Because the only strength of a Jew and the only hope for a Jew is joy with Hashem, chedvas Hashem. Because Hashem encourages us with joy and happiness wherever we are. Wherever we are. If we're a tzaddikim or if we're a shoim. As Rabbeinu Zal said, that no matter how bad a Jew is, takev shemesoira loshuv l'Hashem Yisborach, the moment that the Jew makes a decision to want to become religious or to want to improve, takev hu avera gedoyla kishiyesh loy atzvus chas v'shalom. Then, when that happens, the worst sin that that Jew can possibly do is go anywhere near depression, hopelessness. V'al kein, and therefore, gam b'Rosh Hashanah v'Yom HaKippurim, tzrichem lehischazek liyois b'simcha kanal. On Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, a Jew has to be terrified. A Jew has to be concerned, deeply, deeply concerned about all the terrible mistakes they made the previous year. But the Jew, in the second pocket, he's got to be full of joy and happiness that there's a Hashem, who is so good that despite however bad I can be, my bad cannot exceed Hashem's good, Hashem's kindness. I mentioned many times one of the most special things I heard from Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Avrocha. He quoted it in the name of the Balatanya, that the Balatanya says, we make a bracha in Shmonesrei, the bracha where we ask for forgiveness for sins. We say, Slach lo navinu ki chatonu, mechal lo makinu Hashem, forgive us because we did this kind of sin and that kind of sin, because you are a forgiving Hashem. And then we make the bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem, Chanun Hamarbe Lisloyach. The kind one, not the kind one who forgives, the kind one who is Marbe Lisloyach. The word ribui in Hebrew has two meanings. The word ribui means a lot, that you are the Hashem who has a lot of forgiveness. And the word ribui also means more. The Balatanya said, we take both interpretations. Hashem has a lot of forgiveness, and he has more forgiveness. More than what? More than all the sins in the world you could do. If you develop your muscles to the point where you can do 3,000 sins an hour, Hashem has the ability to forgive 10,000 sins an hour. He's always ahead of you. And if a person knows this, and knows that the two are not contradictions, that I could have both of these emotions side by side. On one hand, I feel a deep regret and remorse. I know I did a terrible, terrible, terrible thing. But on the other hand, I'm careful because I know that having done a terrible, terrible thing, I could do many more terrible things. That could be an opener for many more terrible things if I don't grab hold of myself and realize how good Hashem is, and how Hashem wants me to correct, he wants me to fix, and if I do fix, he'll welcome me back with open arms. V'chein b'Purim, and so too on Purim, she'oz ikar ha'hizgalus, he has simcha niflo v'atzuma shalayira. We said that on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, what we see most is the yira aspect. Because again, we're in shul, the blowing of the shofar and the prayers, such deep feeling. And the Arizal talks about crying on Rosh Hashanah, that any Jew who doesn't cry throughout the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, something's missing from that person's soul, chas v'shalom. So again, we know that this is a time of fear and awe and remorse and regret. But Rav Nosson Zal showed us that the Pesukim tell us also that there's got to be simcha there. There's got to be tremendous joy with Hashem. That Hashem is much bigger than me, than all my sins. Whereas on Purim, it's the reverse. Ikar ha'izgalus, the main thing that's visible, he has simcha neflo v'atzumo shel ha'yira, is the joy and happiness aspect of the yira. Bechinas v'gilu birada, rejoice with trembling. Bechinas bekol shemoi v'ilzu lefonov. Hashem's name is Yud Kei, in other words, that's the name, the throne of Hashem, but v'ilzu lefonov, we rejoice in front of him. Aval bevadai bepurim tzrichim yira gedoyla. However, this does not negate the fact that on Purim also, a Jew has to draw upon himself this tremendous yira. Shehi ikar heoras Mordechai, psamim roish. That's the main light of Mordechai Hatzadik, who we said is the smell, the ktoiris, which is yira, v'horeichoi b'yiras Hashem. Rak sheikar ha-hizgalus b'purim, he oitzim hasimcha. It's just, again, what we show on Purim, what's more visible, is the joy, the happiness aspect of it. Sheze ikar hanes hanifla v'anoyer v'oratzum shel Purim. This is the essence of the wondrous, awesome miracle and the great light of Purim. She'eino nimtzeis b'shum zman, which is not available any other day of the year, afilu b'shabbos v'yantif. There is something available on Purim that's not available on Shabbos and Yontif. What is it? Haynu mashenimshach al yedei hayira haneflo, simcha rabo v'atzuma. That on Purim is the one day of the year where we receive such a high level of yira that it can be translated into the most incredible simcha, into such a merriment that you don't see even on Simchas Torah. The kind of dancing that you see on Purim, you know, ad shekol echad b'mekoymoi yismach b'Hashem u'barachmov hamaru b'moid moid, to the point where each and every single Jew in his place rejoices with Hashem and with Hashem's incredible kindness. Sheze nimshach michochmo v'seichel elyoin moid moid. This joy and happiness comes from an incredible, incredible high level of chochma. Shemeir bepurim lamato, which shines on Purim, and it reaches down bebechinas raglin. It reaches all the way down to the feet, at tachlis hasiya, to the lowest part of the olam hasiya, which is the lowest of the worlds, kayodua, as is discussed in the writings of the Arizal in the Zohar Kodesh. This is an incredible, incredible explanation, and this is an incredible. Rav Nosson Zal's teaching us how to do Purim right, how to do Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur right. This, you know, people ask me, I've mentioned this in the past, people ask me, how would you describe Breslov? You know, and one of the things they ask is, in what way is Breslov different from it? And to many people, I say, you want me to tell you my description, how I define Breslov? Breslov is Yiddishkeit at its best. That's what it is. Rabbeinu Zal didn't change Yiddishkeit. He didn't try to add or subtract from Yiddishkeit. But it's Judaism being presented in the best way you possibly could, so that it's something that can be attractive and constructive, only positive, to every single kind of person, from the greatest intellectual to the lowest simpleton, you know, from the chassid to the litvak, to everyone. Rav Nosson Zal shows us, you know, Rav Nosson Rabbeinu Zal give us a presentation of Yiddishkeit that's the best.